Yes, it's the sound that sets you free with me, Avril, your host, up till 3 p.m. before I make space for Brad. Now, with us, we have Dion Rousseau, who is the Capability Manager, Integrated Catchments at Cape Nature, and he will be talking to us about fire prevention. Dion, welcome to Case Again.
Thank you, Avril, and thanks and welcome. And good afternoon to all the listeners.
Thanks again for visiting us and give us some tips on preventing fire. Now, tell us what work Cape Nature does to manage fire in the Western Cape.
So, Avril, Cape Nature is responsible for the protection of biodiversity in the Western Cape. And that means, amongst other things, maintaining the correct felt ages, the correct fire regimes on our nature reserves, and making sure that fires come at the right time, not too often, and that infrastructure is protected and lives are protected. So this is sort of falls under what we call integrated fire management. So it runs from, us preventing, us protecting, and us suppressing fire when it comes. We are finding that fires are coming more and more often, and for longer periods as well. You know, our fire season used to be from about December to March, and now we're looking, October to May. And our November in the Western Cape has been unprecedented. We've had 30 fires since the 1st of October, and we've never experienced that before. So it really is a big problem. So it's about trying to keep our fires as small as possible, but also manage the fires so that they assist in keeping the felt as healthy as possible.
And what are fire danger forecasts, and how does this help prevent fire?
So I think we all know in Paarl, winter is our time where firefighters can take a bit of a rest. It's cold and wet. But when we start reaching spring, summer, and autumn, then, things get very hot. And I think we all know those couple of weeks in February and March where it's just absolutely unbearable. And, during those times, there are a couple of things that play into the fire danger index. So this is what we call the FDI. And the index is worked out based on temperature, humidity, wind, and days since last rain. So if you think, to a week in February, the last time you had rain was late December. The temperatures are 38, 40 degrees. The wind is very strong southeaster, which means your humidity is quite low. So those factors, if you punch those into an Excel spreadsheet, as it were, it'll spit out a number. And the higher the number, obviously, the higher the FDI. So we've got a number attached to the FDI, but we've also got a color. So it's blue is those winter days in August, right up to red, which is your red days in February, March. And we can predict them, but we usually on a daily basis sort of work out what the FDI is, and we respond accordingly. So if it's a blue day, most of the teams aren't on standby. Teams can go home after work. We don't have to have things in place. But the more you move up from blue to green to yellow to orange to red, and when we get to red, most of our teams are on standby all the time. We have all the skid units on the back of our buckies to make sure that we can respond with water when fires do occur and so on. So those FDIs are important for us, but also important for the public to know, when you guys can, we shouldn't be saying that people must be making fires on the side of the road. It is demarcated areas where people must make fires. But, if it's a hot red day like today, then we need to be very cautious about how we make fire.
Very interesting. And you spoke about a public responsibility from the public also. Now, what should we as public do when we see that fire risk is very, very high?
So, if I look at today, I would say that today is between an orange and a red day. I don't know when last we had rain, but it's been a while. We're probably looking at about 38 degrees. A bit of wind, but in other areas the wind could be a bit stronger, and the humidity is obviously quite low. So today is a really good day not to make fire. And remember, it's always about, if you do make a fire, it must be a fire that you can put out. We also have, based on the FDIs, we also have bylaws that say when you can and when you can't burn on farms. So farmers need to get rid of biomass, which is, harvested trees and plants and things like that they want to burn to get that biomass burnt away. They can do that in winter, spring and autumn, but in summer it's definitely not allowed. So any time that on a day like today that you see smoke, it must be reported as quickly as possible. And I can give you those numbers. So if you're dialing from a mobile phone, it's 112. And if you're dialing from a landline, it's 10177. And inform the people on the other end of the line where the fire is, and they will then direct vehicles and resources to that fire. So we talk about demarcated fire or demarcated braai areas. So I'm sure most of the listeners know where Tweed Atoll is in Bainscliff. Tweed Atoll is a camping and picnic site, so it is demarcated as an area where you can braai. But along the road in Bainscliff, similarly to De Toits Kloof, to Franschhoek Pass, to Neverkloof Pass, those aren't demarcated areas. So, we do request that people don't make fires on the side of the road, especially on days like today, because that fire could very easily jump into the vegetation and burn the mountainside down. And I think people also need to realize that the aircraft that we use to put these fires, to assist with putting these fires out, the Black Hawk helicopter, which we have in Stellenbosch, is 114,000 rand an hour. That's how much it costs for us to put fires out. The Huey helicopters that we have are about 55,000 rand an hour. So it's incredibly expensive to have these resources out there. And if somebody is just negligently makes a fire on the side of the road and it gets out of control, then we have to spend that type of money to put these fires out, not to mention the fact that it could burn down houses, it could burn down vineyards, which, and vines and orchards are a farmer's factory. So that's destruction of infrastructure. And then, potential loss of life, potential damage, injuries and things like that. So it's I think people need to understand that if you go out there, even if you don't mean to set the felt alight, it creates serious damage, potential loss of life, and potential litigation. You could go to jail for it, and it has happened in the past that people have gone to jail because they should have known better.
And what should we as public also do and know about the law around setting fires and controlling them, as you just mentioned to us?
So there are a number of tools that we have. We do look at our educational programs, awareness, capacity building for schools, for adults. And then we do have the law. So we do have the National Felt Fire Act, which has regulations. But all the municipalities also have bylaws as well. And then our Cape Nature Ordinance also has regulations. So there are fines attached to people making fires on the side of the road, people not putting fires out properly and things like that. We don't want to use a stick all the time. So, I think it's, prevention is better than cure. So, we spend a lot of time focusing on prevention. And this year specifically, our drive is more towards preventing the fire from actually starting than being able to respond as quickly as possible to get there when the fire has already started. So, if a fire hasn't started, then you don't need to respond. You don't need to go and suppress. So there's a big drive this year, and it'll be for the next couple of years from our side, is to make people aware, to prevent fires, to prevent making fires, and to prevent fires that you can't control. And I think, I said don't start fires that you can't put out. I think that's very important to know wherever you are. It's not only about being On the side of the road in the veld, but I think it's within informal settlements, that type of thing as well. People build houses way too close together, and it's very difficult for structural firefighters to get in there and do their work to put those fires out. So it's incredibly dangerous work.
You mentioned something about prevention also. Prevention is better than cure.
Correct.
So it is our best protection also, as it is mentioned. But should a fire be started? Just remind us how and where we can report smoke or fire.
So, as I said, this year or this time of the year, any smoke that you see is, I won't say an illegal fire, but it's a fire that shouldn't be happening. So it must be reported as soon as possible. And again, we work on a what we call LASRIA, which is large-scale rapid initial attack, meaning large-scale, as many people as possible, rapid, as quickly as possible, and initial attack, meaning sending everything as quickly as possible to where the fire is. So we use that, and the only way that we can do LASRIA is by people informing us that there is a fire. We're very good with responding, but we can only respond if we know where the fire is. So it's very important that people phone in on those numbers, 112 and 10117, and inform the people on the other end of the line where that fire is so we can respond.
Any last words from your side, Dion, for us as listeners?
No, I think, you know, it's about let's be careful out there. You know, it's hot. People want to go swimming. People want to braai. We just ask that people are responsible. And braai in the demarcated areas, Tweed Atoll is a wonderful place. And there are other campsites as well and picnic areas within the Boland. So I think it's just about being responsible. Being aware, I think, is the big thing. Because if you're aware of what could happen, then that goes a long way to protect yourself and to protect other people. Thanks.
Dion, we as a community would like to thank you for all the work that you're doing, going to the fire and also giving us tips right now how to prevent it and what can we do and who we can call. So thanks again for what you're doing and also all of the best as we're going on holiday. You guys can't go on holiday. You have to be alert every day, Rick. 24/7.
Yes.
Thanks again for the great work that you guys are doing.
Thank you very much. Really much appreciated. Great.